Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief from Monday, September 11th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. We're exclusively reporting that Facebook owner Meta is working on a new AI system as it looks to close the gap with ChatGPT developer OpenAI. Meta wants its new AI system to be as powerful as the most advanced model offered by OpenAI, the startup backed by Microsoft. Meta expects to start training the new AI system, known as a large language model, in early 2024. President Biden is in Vietnam, where the two countries' leaders have announced a comprehensive strategic partnership, putting Washington on the same level as Russia and China in the eyes of Hanoi. While the new status is symbolic, it is aimed at promoting Vietnam as a dependable location for U.S. manufacturing operations overseas. And it comes as both countries look to counterbalance what they see as a threat posed by China. And we're exclusively reporting that grocery delivery company Instacart is targeting a much-diminished valuation in its upcoming IPO. The company is aiming for a range from $8.6 to $9.3 billion, a fraction of the $39 billion valuation from 2 years ago, reflecting reduced investor enthusiasm for private growth companies. Instacart is expected to begin marketing its IPO as early as today, though its plans could still change. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged higher, and Oracle is among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.